It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome inside Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State hosts Pittsburgh State in a pair of MIAA basketball games here from Maryville, Missouri, alongside John Coffey. I'm Matt Tritton. Our studio engineer for tonight's ballgame is Kyrese Devine. And John, we start with the women's basketball game. The Bearcats trying to find a way to knock off a very good Pittsburgh State team. And then in the nightcap, we have Northwest Missouri State. And then just a couple wins away from earning at least a share of the conference title. A chance for a couple of big wins for each basketball program this evening.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I guess a couple of very good basketball teams in Pittsburgh State coming in the women's game, first time around down in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Northwest opened up, played well with Pittsburgh State for a lot of that first half, but just couldn't quite get it done against a very good team. And then in the men's matchup, you look at a Pittsburgh State men's team that's 14-10, I believe, overall, and just one game under in the conference schedule. And a team that, when they put everything together in one night, they are as good as anybody in the conference. They struggle quite a bit on the defensive side of the ball, but when they're on, they're a tough team, and it should be an interesting matchup coming up.
Well, you mentioned that first women's matchup between Northwest and Pittsburgh State. The Bearcats ended up losing that one 78-53. Close throughout much of that one. We've seen the Bearcats, though, play much better here at home as the season's gone along, and even picked up a pair of wins in the last homestand against Missouri Western and Lincoln before dropping the final game of that three-game homestand to Lindenwood. They play much better at Bearcat Arena. It's Pink Out Night, raising money for breast cancer awareness. You're hoping the Bearcats can find a way to tap into some of that energy we've seen earlier in the season, especially in front of a big crowd, and put on a good show.
Yeah, they definitely play better at home than on the road, and really play better during the week than on weekends. For whatever reason, the Saturday games have been a little bit rough, where they've been flat coming out of the start, but one of the things we've seen out of this team at home is they generally end up having some pretty good first halves. And again, if they can continue what they did against Pittsburgh State in the first half down in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and keep that up for four quarters, it could be a good game tonight.
Bearcats with a chance to ruffle some feathers in the MIAA if they can get a win this evening. Northwest 3-20 overall, 2-13 in the MIAA. Pittsburgh State 19-5 overall and 12-3 in conference play. We'll step aside for just a moment and come back, dive into this matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State a little bit more right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Northwest Missouri State basketball back home this evening, hosting the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Bearcats 3-20 on the season, Pitt State 19-5. And John, we've seen the emergence of quite a few freshmen throughout this season for Northwest Missouri State. Jalen Hager's been in the starting lineup all season long, second on the team, 12 points per game, scoring And you also see Kylie Coleman stepping up, getting more and more minutes each day, and now back in the starting lineup once again this evening. They're coming on playing well, but a tough matchup for them this evening on the other side when you look at Pittsburgh State with a senior from Webb City, Michaela Burgess, a first-team All-American coming in, 16 points per ball game, and she is the MIAA leader in three-point field goals so far this season. She's a good ball player, and they'll have their hands full tonight.
That they definitely will, and Coach Lane Lord has done a very good job with that Pittsburgh State program, really building it from the ground up where he's got really a good group of girls that are coming through this program, and again, you talked about Burgess being a very good senior and a player that to watch for, but really, just from you look at their starting five, all very solid at the starting five. He's got a good bench, so really not a lot of weaknesses with this Pittsburgh State team, and again, Burgess the one you kind of get the notice with her stats, but they've got some other girls out there that make things very tough for teams.
Another girl that has really emerged this year, a senior from Smithville, Missouri, that's Paige Imhoff. Paige averaged less than a point per game, 3 points per game, and then 2.2 points per game her junior year this year, 10 points per ball game, and she is 10th in the NCAA, 6 assists per contest, really emerged throughout this season, played really well. And it kind of makes you wonder, too, as we see some of these Northwest players grow up throughout this year, the work ethic, if you put everything in the right way, I mean, you see how she's turned out. There's a lot of potential on the other side for Northwest, too.
Well, you just never know when that the light bulb's going to go on and that they're going to click and play well. Again, we're seeing that some with Coleman as the season's gone along. Haggard, I think, is showing a lot of improvement. Although she started out well, has been in the starting lineup, really, since the opening of the season. But, again, it's a young team, and there's some potential on this women's squad for Northwest. It's just trying to get everything together, and this has just been one of those years where they haven't got the wins and losses, but the last couple months of the season, seeing improvements out of the team, but just haven't been able to be consistent. So I think that's one of the things that this young group's going to have to learn is how to play consistent from night to night in the MIAA, and once they can get that figured out, we'll start to see some positive things out of this program.
And this year, definitely big toward building for the future. But we do have Senior Day coming up on Saturday. This is the start of the last homestand for this Bearcat seniors, Tanya Meyer and Mele Tupuata. Mele, her first year at Northwest is this year. But Tanya played all 4 years. She's a member of that 1,000-point, 500-rebound club. And, you know, tough to go through rebuilding now, but a chance to really finish things strong.
Yeah, and I'm sure she left you out with a couple wins at home this week and against a couple pretty good teams with Pittsburgh State tonight and Missouri Southern on Saturday. And, again, they've been working her a lot more in the post here in the last month or so, and that's paid dividends for Northwest. And, again, if she could have a big game inside here tonight, it would be a big help for the team.
Bearcats taking on the Gorillas, set for a 5:30 tip. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the head coach of Northwest Missouri State, Buck Scheel, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Northwest taking on Pittsburgh State this evening from Bearcat Arena. Joined now by the head coach of Northwest Missouri State, Buck Sheelan. Coach, a good Pittsburgh State team that really played well with in the first half there in Pittsburgh. They were able to pull away in those final two quarters. But what are you expecting tonight? How do you get a fast start once again?
I think for us, we just have to all be on the same page offensively. With our offense against them down at their place, we were really good through the first quarter and then got to the second quarter and really went away from what was working for us. We have to have really good ball movement tonight, and our post players need to really establish a presence inside early against this team, just because I think we're capable of that. Aside from that, defensively, we just have to do a really good job defending the drive. They run a dribble drive motion type offense, and so we have to make sure we have good rotations and good communication and whatnot. And so, if we can prolong that type of half that we had at their place and kind of the areas that we've shown where we can be real good, then I expect it to be a pretty competitive game. For us though, one thing that we've been battling is inconsistency, so I'm hoping tonight isn't one of those nights.
And we've seen this team play much better here at home Bearcat Arena. Be nice to come out, get a good start like that, but find that way like we've seen there midway through the season playing at home, of put together a full four quarters and really make Pittsburgh State work.
I think we're definitely capable. I feel pretty good about the practice that we had yesterday and shoot around and things today. It seems like everybody's pretty focused on the task at hand, and so hopefully we can come out with that same focus and just bring that energy and bring that effort that we didn't have on Saturday when we were down at Washburn. And Washburn was kind of one of those games that we have to put behind us and move on to this next one and hopefully put ourselves in position for a different outcome.
Kylie Coleman back in the starting lineup tonight, and talking before we went on just about that freshman wall, and it's a long season, especially those younger players, but how's she really emerged in playing her best ball as the season goes on?
She's just become a lot more confident out there on the floor, looking for her shot, looking to, get other people open and things like that within the offense. And I think for her, it just took her a while to kind of catch up to the game and kind of find her niche within the system. So she's been bringing good energy for us on both ends of the floor and bringing some good production offensively. And so we hopefully look for that to continue.
And for tonight's ball game, it is the annual Pink Out game, raising money for breast cancer awareness. Always cool to see the pink shirts come out and the community get behind it as well. But for this team especially, does it mean a little bit more to be able to get out there and represent the community in a game like this?
Yeah, I think it's just a great opportunity to play for a bigger cause than just basketball itself. And so, one thing I talked about with our girls is just having that extra motivation and having that extra energy to push yourself through this stretch of the season, because you look at our overall record and it looks kind of rough, but we've had some games where we've put ourselves in position to win some games and be really competitive. And so those are those things that you have to dig deep and you have to find, especially against a program like Pittsburgh State.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head basketball coach, as the Bearcats take on Pittsburgh State coming up at 5:30. We'll take a break. Be back with the opening tip here from the Bearcat Arena.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
We're getting set for basketball here from Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, hosting Pittsburgh State this evening. The Bearcats come in 3-20 overall, 2-13 in MIAA play. Bearcats picked up a couple wins in their last home stand, that over Missouri Western and Lincoln on January 27th and February 1st. Bearcats since then, they lost the final game at home stand to Lindenwood, then went on the road, lost to Emporia State 76-62, and then lost at Washburn 84-54. Last Saturday. Bearcats just four games remaining on this season, and that starts with this homestand here, Pittsburgh State tonight, and then Missouri Southern coming up on a Saturday. Taking a look at the starting lineups, first four-year Bearcats, Northwest with a 5-foot, 5-inch freshman point guard from St. Joseph, Missouri, Jalen Haggard. Haggard averaging 12 points per game, but just 2 points and three turnovers in that loss against Washburn last Saturday, hoping to bounce back from that one. Also a 5-foot, 9-inch guard, freshman from Waukee, Iowa. It is Kylie Coleman. Kylie, career-high 16 points on 6 of 13 shooting against Washburn last Saturday. Also a 5-foot, 7-inch junior from St. Joseph in Mallory McAndrews. A 5-foot, 10-inch senior, Tanya Meyer. Meyer from Sioux City, Iowa. 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks against Washburn last Saturday. And rounding up starting 5, a 6-foot junior from Garden Grove, California, Kehlani Mayava. Mayava averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per contest for the Bearcats. Northwest is led by head coach Buck Shield. On the other side, fourth Pittsburgh State, the Gorillas come in 19-5 overall, 12-3 in the MIAA, and they are currently on a 6-game winning streak, and they are second in the MIAA standings, just two games back of Central Missouri. Taking a look at the starting lineup for Pittsburgh State, they'll have a 6-foot junior guard from Wichita, Kansas, Shelby Lopez. Lopez averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds per game, shooting 45% from the field this season. Also a 5-foot 10-inch senior from Smithville, Missouri, Paige Imhoff. Mentioned Imhoff a little earlier in pregame. She never averaged more than 3 points per contest until this season. She's putting up 10 points per ball game, and she averages 6 assists per game as well. That is 10th in the NCAA. She's also 14th in the entire nation in assist-turnover ratio. She's been very good this season for the Gorillas. Also starting for Pittsburgh State, a 5'7" senior from Webb City, Missouri, Michaela Burgess. Burgess, the reigning MIAA Player of the Week. And she is also 22nd in Division II history, 316 career three-point makes. And she was a first-team All-American last year. Burgess, 16 points per game so far. And rounding out that starting five for Pittsburgh State, a 5'11" junior from Carl Junction, Missouri, Brindley McPherson, and a 5'11" junior from Wichita, Kansas, Madison Northcutt. That is a look at the starters for each team. We'll take a break. Be back with the opening tip here from Bearcat Arena.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Oh, getting set for action here from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State taking on Pittsburgh State this evening. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Starters being announced on the floor right now for Northwest Missouri State before tonight's game against the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Along with the Dr. John Coffey, I am Matt Tritton. Our studio engineer for tonight's game is Kyrie Devine. And John, a great chance to have a good ball game tonight, but also kind of cool to see the pink balloons, ribbons, streamers, and shirts sprinkled throughout the arena of supporting breast cancer awareness and raising money this evening as well.
Very good cause tonight. They'll be honoring a family from Nottoway County or in the Northwest Missouri region that is trying to recover from cancer. So, again, the proceeds from that will go there. And, again, you're coming out to the game, a chance to, watch some good basketball and, again, support a good cause here this evening.
Now, this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. The Kansas City Beer Company, also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the area. Just about set for the opening tip. Northwest in their home white jerseys and shorts, green numbers and lettering outlined in silver. And on the other side for Pittsburgh State, red road jerseys and shorts, yellow numerals and lettering, trimmed in yellow as well. We are just about set for action, as it will be Madison Northcutt and Kehlani Maiava meeting at the center court for the opening tip. Crowd continuing to file in. Bearcat women followed by the Bearcat men later on this evening. And Northwest winning the opening tip. Maiava out to Jalen Haggard as she walks across midcourt. Northwest going left to right in this first quarter. immediately inside for Mayava, trying to get a pass across the lane for Tanya Meyer. It is knocked away, a steal for the Gorillas. Imhoff brings up the floor, gives it off to Burgess. Goes left side for McPherson, starts to drive. Now we'll hand it off for Shelby Lopez. Back out McPherson, right side. And it goes Imhoff trying to force it inside. Gets the ball back off a tip out to McPherson. Shot is off the mark, and the rebound comes down for Jalen Haggard. Haggard across the timeline, calling out signals for Northwest. Goes right side now, Kylie Coleman. Entry pass in to Tanya Meyer, right back out to McAndrews on the wing. They swing it around, Coleman now left side. Free throw line, Meyer back out. Jalen Haggard, 4-3 from the left wing, it's good. Haggard knocks it down. The Bearcats take a 3-0 lead early in the ballgame.
Good ball moving out of Northwest offensively. Resulted in Haggard being open and getting good luck at the basket.
Imhoff brings it up, hands off for McPherson, dribbles into the left block, working on Meyer, goes up, left hand off the glass is good. Brindley McPherson averaging at 9.6 points per ball game, gets a pair there, and it's a 3-2 lead in favor of Northwest. Top of the key, it is Kylie Coleman, now Mayava inside for Tanya Meyer on the right block, trying to go reverse layup, and it is no good. Rebound comes down for Northcutt, off to Imhoff, and she crosses midcourt. Left side now, Shelby Lopez trying to drive baseline on Kylie Coleman. Goes high post for Northcutt. She drives past Mayava and lays it in. And Pittsburgh State, their first lead of the evening, 4-3 on Northwest. McAndrews with it, left wing, guarded by Lopez. Up top now, Tanya Meyer. Round four, Jalen Haggard, guarded by Imhoff. Right side is Kylie Coleman. Coleman dribbles back up top, squares up toward the basket now. Ball knocked away by Burgess. She picks it back up. Left side, McAndrews. Gives it off into the corner for Haggard. And an offensive foul coming up on Northwest. It was McAndrews trying to set a screen for Jalen to get her open for a three with the shot clock winding down. But she was moving, and that gives Pittsburgh State the ball right back.
And remember that time trying to set a screen on Imhoff. Unfortunately, a little bit too hard. Imhoff just fell to the floor.
Paige Imhoff grew up not too far down the road in Smithville, Missouri. Made it to a few Final Fours during her high school career there. Never won a state championship, though. Goes to Northcutt, high post. She dribbles in past Mayava. Layup is no good. Rebound for Tanya Meyer. And she'll give it off to Jalen Haggard. Haggard across the timeline up the left side into the wing for Kylie Coleman. Finds McAndrews coming off the pick. Right back out to Coleman. To McAndrews between the circles, around to Jalen Haggard, calling out for a screen from Tanya Meyer. Dribbling right into the block, goes up, layup is good. Beat Imhoff off the bounce and lays it in. Jalen with all 5 points as the Bearcats up 5-4.
Nice job driving to the basket, and part of that was set up by hitting that three earlier. They run out and overplayed her a little bit on the perimeter. She's able to drive to the bucket and get the layup.
Shelby Lopez into the right block, shot over Kylie Coleman, no good. Another rebound for Tanya Meyer. Bearcats ahead 5-4 inside 7 minutes to play in this first quarter. Kehlani Mayava top of the key, left side now for McAndrews. Takes one dribble to the right, now goes top of the key for Kylie Coleman. Coleman dribbles over left wing, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Into the corner, Jalen Haggard, head and shoulder fake to Meyer now. Meyer dribbles to the elbow, free throw line, puts up a little runner, off the glass, no good. Offensive board for Mayava, she goes up, and she is fouled hard by Madison Northcutt. Two free throws on the way now for Kehlani Mayava. Mayava heads to the free throw line, a 67% free throw shooter. Had 2 points and 5 rebounds in just 8 minutes of work against Washburn on Saturday.
Got into a little bit of foul trouble in that matchup with Washburn, especially early, and ended up having to set a lot of that first half and just could really never get into the rhythm of the game Saturday afternoon.
Knocks down her first free throw. If she does avoid foul trouble, a very good defender, a very good rebounder. We saw her get the offensive board that time around and is a big player for Northwest. Knocks down the second free throw. We talked about Coleman a couple times already in the broadcast about having an impact and really earning more minutes, and Mayava has definitely done that as the season wore on.
Oh, no doubt about it. It worked her way into the starting lineup right about the turn of the calendar there, and it's really made a difference having both her and Meyer on the floor at the same time.
Shelby Lopez drives in, right block, layup over Kylie Coleman is good. Lopez first bucket of the game. Last dead ball, Dentlinger checked in for Mayava, gave her a brief rest. Tanya Meyer with it up top. Bounce goes inside for Dentlinger. Bounce pass across the lane for Tanya Meyer. Goes off her knee out of bounds. And it goes back to Pittsburgh State. As Pittsburgh State substitution now, Northcutt to the bench. And they bring in Athena Alvarado, a 6-foot sophomore, in her absence. Alvarado, 15 points, 3 blocks in their last win over Southwest Baptist Saturday. And Alvarado getting to make an impression right away. Found inside by McPherson, lays it in. It's a 8-7 Pittsburgh State lead, 5:50 to play in the first quarter. Coleman gives it off for McAndrews. Jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Paige Imhoff. Imhoff across midcourt, right side. Michaela Burgess wants a deep three-pointer. Around the cylinder, no good. Offensive rebound for Pitt State. McPherson comes down with this one. Fouled on the floor by Jalen Hagrid. First shot attempt we've seen so far from Michaela Burgess. Really the first time she's had a meaningful touch on the basketball so far. First team All-American last year for Pitt State.
Doing a good job defensively on her early on.
Alvarado working on Dentlinger, gets into the left block. Tough shot over Maria is good. And Alvarado, 4 points and 2 trips down the floor so far for her. 10-7 is the Gorilla lead. Dentlinger up top. Left side for Jalen Haggard. Gets inside for Tanya Meyer. Meyer, couple dribbles, goes up. Off the glass, it is good. Working on that left block, and she lays it in over McPherson. Burgess guarded by McAndrews, dribbling right side, gets a pass inside for Alvarado. She'll go up and lays it in one more time.
First meeting between Northwest and Pittsburgh State down in Pittsburgh, Kansas. The inside game was really one of the big differences in the game, as Pittsburgh State got a lot of points in the paint, either through a drive starting out on the perimeter or getting the ball at the post area.
Three-point attempt that time from Kylie Coleman, no good. Rebound comes down for Pittsburgh State. And Burgess brings up the floor, pulls up top of the key, takes a three-pointer, no good. Rebound for Dentlinger. Outlet off to Jalen Haggard, rushes down the floor, now slows things up. Left corner, it's McAndrews looking inside, trying to fire pass into Tanya Meyer. It is kicked. Here we have a dead ball with 4:14 to play in this first quarter. 12-9 is the Pittsburgh State lead. We'll go ahead, take this media timeout as well, a 90-second timeout, and be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Northwest ball out of the timeout. Dentlinger finds a cutting Tanya Meyer off the glass and lays it in. Tanya's second bucket of the ball game. Bearcats back within one. 12-11 is the Pittsburgh State lead. Less than 4 minutes to play in this quarter. McPherson driving in, kick out. Lopez, a little head and shoulder fake, drives into the block. Out for McPherson. McPherson to the paint. From the corner, it's Lopez, three-pointer. That one comes up a little short. Offensive rebound for Alvarado, but she is called for the push as Dentlinger also going for that rebound.
Dentlinger did a good job blocking out on the defensive board that time. Got the assist on the offensive side on the possession before that. She's done a good job this season working her way into a good rotation coming off the bench in that post spot with Mayava and Meyer.
Macy Williams and Mallory McConkie in the ballgame, getting their first action for the Bearcats. McAndrews has it up top, left side Dentlinger back up for McConkie. Starting to drive left, floats a pass over for cutting Williams to the baseline. Jump behind the back, gets some open room, reverse layup off the glass, it's good.
All right, great move on that baseline. A little bit behind the back dribble, is able to get some position to have the easy layup.
Nifty move there. She went past Megan Maher and gave the Bearcats a 13-12 lead. Caleb Burgess trying to go to work for Pittsburgh State. Free throw line trying to cross over McAndrews. She pinned the ball against her hip and carried it in a turnover on Pittsburgh State. And Pitt State head coach Lane Lord takes out Burgess, who sprints to the bench. And something you don't see is Burgess with more turnovers than points, and that is what we have, 1-0 so far.
I don't think it's going to be that way at the end of the game, though. The
Bearcats can hope, right? McConkie driving baseline, trying to find Macy Williams in the corner. They're going to get McConkie, though, for a charge. It was Brendan McPherson there setting up for it. 2:56 to play in the quarter, 13-12, the Northwest lead. The first of two home games on this homestand for the Bearcats before wrapping things up in the regular season on the road. As Imhoff gets it, top of the key, open three-point look is good. Paige Imhoff gives Pittsburgh State the lead back 15-13. Macy Williams brings it up for Northwest. Bearcats left to right in the first quarter. Up top it is McConkie. McConkie trying to drive on Maher into the paint, pulls up, little 10-foot jumper, it's good. McConkie, first bucket of the game. Bearcats are tied with the Gorillas.
Similar start to that first game down at Pittsburgh.
Imhoff into the corner. McPherson looking for a three-pointer off the mark, and this one will trickle out of bounds and go back to the Bearcats. 15-15, 2:06 to play in the first quarter. Coleman and Mayava back into the game for Northwest. Pitt State not ranked in the top 25, but they are eighth in the regional rankings, which came out for the first time earlier this week. The top eight make the NCAA tournament, and so far they're making the cut. Kylie Coleman, right wing inside for Mayava, on the block. Little turnaround jumper, no good, but she gets fouled by Alina Flott from Pittsburgh State.
Nice pivot right into the lane and was able to get the shot off, and just if she had just a little bit more arch on that shot, might have had a chance at a three-point trip down the floor, but as it is, good job getting to the free throw line.
Well, Mayava been there once already, 2-for-2 her first trip. And rattles this one around. It falls through. 3-for-3 on the day from the free throw line is Kehlani Mayava. And the second one is the back of the rim. Pops up and falls through. She has 4 points as the Bearcats are back in front. 17-15. I'm Hoff across the timeline for the Gorillas. Goes right side for Shelby Lopez. Lopez. Bounce pass off for McPherson. Thinks about a three-pointer, trying to drive past Tanya Meyer. The ball knocked out of her hands by Macy Williams. It goes off McPherson's leg out of bounds. And a turnover on the Gorillas, number 2 on the game.
Northwest doing a good job defensively, just playing very intense defense. And Pitt State, on the other hand, kind of starting this game a little bit flat as far as running their offense.
After the turnover, McPherson to the bench, and Madison Northcutt into the game. McConkie with it, right side for the Bearcats. Up top now Coleman, they swing it around left wing. Dentlinger inside for Mayava. Kick out Macy Williams. Macy trying to drive. Nice little look off of a defender. The layup is good. Oh, they're going to get her. Oh. They call her for the travel there.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That was a nice move.
Oh, man. They blew the whistle. I thought they were going to give a continuation like we've seen in some previous games.
There's a little contact out there. One of those that could have gone either way.
So the great move by Macy Williams negated there by a travel call. So the Bearcats still up 17-15, 1:11 to play in this first quarter. It is Flott with it. Bounce pass inside for Shelby Lopez. Back out near midcourt for Michaela Burgess. Burgess inside to Flott. Goes up right hand off the glass. No good. And the board comes down to Mayava. Inside a minute to go. The Bearcats have a chance to extend their lead over Pittsburgh State. Left side, it is McConkie. Gets a screen from Mayava. Gets to the baseline. Goes up. Layup off the glass, and it's good. Mallory McConkie lays it in. Pittsburgh State trying to run back the other way. Quick pass up to Lopez. She stopped to give it off to Imhoff now. Imhoff into the paint. Kick out. Lopez. Three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kylie Coleman. 25 seconds to play in the quarter, 4-point lead for Northwest. The shot clock is off, so head coach Buck Shields says, let's hold for the final shot of the quarter. And it doesn't get much better for the Bearcats for as well as they played. As right as they're setting up to take a 3-point look for Mason Williams, we get a foul on Kehlani Mayava for setting a moving screen, and it gives Pittsburgh State the ball back. Right when I was saying it was one of the best halves or best quarters they played all year, silly foul gives it back to Pittsburgh State as we are inside 10 seconds to play in the quarter.
All right, still overall a good quarter for Northwest.
Definitely. Imhoff trying to drive on Coleman, picks it up in the middle of the paint, jump shot off the glass, rolls around, and it falls through. Just before the buzzer sounds, 19-17 is the Northwest Missouri State lead over Pittsburgh State. We'll take a timeout. Be back with the second quarter here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Second quarter underway here from Bearcat Arena. Pittsburgh State with the ball, trailing Northwest 19-17. Lopez stopped the key right, or excuse me, left side. I'm off, back between the circles for Lopez. Bounce pass off to McPherson, hands it back off to Shelby Lopez. Gets it out to Imhoff. Imhoff drives in off the glass, and it's good. Paige Imhoff, 7 points in this first half, and they tie it up 19 apiece. McConkie, top the key for Northwest, right side for Haggard. Screen to her right from Dentlinger, trying to get to the baseline, and then trying to float a pass inside. It's tipped away. Haggard able to get it back in front of the Pittsburgh State bench. Top of the key, Kylie Coleman, 3-pointer too strong. Long rebound, offensive board nearly for Mallory McConkie. Couldn't haul that one in. It goes out of bounds back to Pitt State.
All right, just trying to get that ball and went toward that left sideline and had to fight off McPherson there to get it, but just our fingertips weren't quite long enough to get out there and pick that ball off.
It is McPherson with it at the top for Pittsburgh State. Trying to drive in. Left block. Pass across the lane for Northcutt. It's a nice pass and is a lay-in for Pittsburgh State. 21-19. The Gorilla lead here in this second quarter. 8:50 to play in the half. Right baseline. It is Dentlinger up top now for Haggard. Looking for a cutting McConkie, throws it behind her, is stolen away by Shelby Lopez. Lopez in transition. Good hustle down the floor by Coleman and McConkie to cut her off and force a travel. The Bearcats get it back.
One thing Northwest has been good about defensively in this first half is getting back on defense and limiting Pittsburgh State's ability to score off the fast break. It's a very good transition team that hurt them in the second half in that first meeting, but so far in this one, doing a good job by limiting that.
Haggard gets to the baseline, gets it up top to Coleman. Now into the corner for Jalen, the three-pointer left short, and the rebound for Imhoff. She dribbles it off her foot, nearly stolen away by Coleman. Now Paige quickly crossed midcourt ahead to Michaela Burgess. Burgess transition three-pointer is good, but she took a couple steps with it after she caught it and turns it over back to Northwest.
She kind of knew it, too, after she let that one fly. Kind of had a nice little bit of a smile at the official who called that travel on her. But Northwest catches a little bit of break there.
We are 12 minutes into the game, and the Pittsburgh State All-American, 2 turnovers, no points. Right wing, it is McConkey trying to drive on Lopez. Now back out for Kylie Coleman. Right side, Kehlani Maiava guarded by Northcutt. Trying to get the ball inside Tanya Meyer. Instead between the circles, Haggard. Haggard throws it behind Coleman once again. Stolen away by Burgess. She walks up the floor. Quick three-pointer from the right corner. Knocks it down. Well, you talk about it long enough. Eventually, she's going to hit a shot. First bucket of the day for Michaela Burgess. 24-19, Pittsburgh State, largest lead of the day. Right wing is McConkey working on Lopez. They get it back between the circles. Kylie Coleman. Coleman screen to her left from Tanya Meyer. Gets an edge in to the block. Now she'll kick it out for Jalen Haggard. Back to Coleman. Coleman driving baseline. Pull up. Jumper off the back of the iron. No good. Gets her own rebound. And will clear for Northwest. They leave her open from three. Coleman, three-pointer. Good.
Now that's a big bucket. Spots a 9-0 run out of Pittsburgh State. And great effort by Coleman. That trip down. Missed the first opportunity. Got a rebound. And decided to step back out and knock down a three instead of a layup.
Got to follow your shot. She did that, and it paid off. Bearcats back within two. 6:56 to play in the half. From the free throw line, Northcutt starting to drive out to Imhoff. Now Michaela Burgess, hand in her face, three-pointer, no good. And the rebound comes down to McConkey. Haggard across midcourt for the Bearcats. Maiava now left side, Kylie Coleman. Back out to Maiava. Thinks about a three-pointer, bounce pass inside Tanya Meyer instead. Meyer going up, partially blocked by Northcutt, and it's taken away by Burgess. Burgess ahead to Shelby Lopez. Lopez back up top for McPherson. Finds a wide open Northcutt on the right block. And the Bearcat inbounds pass from Tanya Meyer right into the hands of Michaela Burgess. And she gets a quick lay-in. 4 points in about 2 seconds for Pittsburgh State.
Well, that's a tough, careless turnover by Northwest. They have to avoid those against a team like Pitt State.
Meyer on the other end in the right block. Shot no good. Rebound for Northcutt. And she gets fouled right away. Now we'll see Meyer and McConkey go to the bench. Nick Andrews and Dittlinger into the game. Pitt back up 28-22. The Bearcats were within two, 24-22. A quick layup followed by a steal and a layup for Pittsburgh State. Extended it back to six. As Maya Williams on the floor getting her first minutes for Pitt. Hands off for Burgess. Burgess into the right block. Bounce pass into the paint for Alvarado off the glass, and it's good. Alvarado lays it in, and it's an 8-point Pittsburgh State lead. And Maiava gets it top of the key, thinks about a three-pointer, starts to drive, and walked with it before she could.
Talked about the problems Northwest had against Pittsburgh State in the first meeting with the Gorillas scoring a lot of points in the paint. Well, now they're doing it again here this evening. That's now 24 of their 30 points have come inside the paint, either on drives to the bucket or just a little chip shots off each side of the bucket in the post.
Alvarado drives her way into the paint. She gets fouled and go to the free throw line for a pair. Foul on Kehlani Maiava. Two personals now on Kehlani, so Tanya Meyer will check back into the game. Overall, to the line, she's a 69% free throw shooter. Gets the first one to hit the rim. High up into the air, and it falls back through. 7 points on the day now for Alvarado. 5:26 remaining in this first half. Northwest down 31-22. Second free throw off the rim, no good. Tanya Meyer with the board. The Bearcats have spread the scoring out so far in this game. No one with more than two field goals as Jalen Haggard drives in. Bucket plus the foul. A good take. Gets fouled by Maya Williams. And the Bearcats are back within seven.
Good concentration by Haggard driving the lane. She knew there was going to be contact as she went driving through as she went up with that shot just off the right side of the basket. Still able to get it to fall. Now gets to the free throw line.
Right as I mentioned, no one with more than two field goals. She gets her a third plus a free throw. 8 points in the first half for Jalen Haggard. That seven matches Imhoff and Alvarado, the most points for any individual in the game so far. Bearcats back down six. Burgess, left wing, guarded by McAndrews. Gets open, mid-range jumper, and knocks it down. She's starting to heat up. 7 points, all those coming here in this second quarter. As Haggard walks across the timeline. Dribbles left. Now back up. Top of the key for Tanya Meyer. Three-pointer. Good. Meyer also 7 points now in the game. Northwest hanging in there, down by five. Meimhoff brings it up all the way into the paint. Spin move, right hand layup off the rim, no good. She tips it out of bounds. The Bearcats will get the ball back. 4:29 to play in this first half. Northwest down by five, and they have the ball. We have immediate timeout on the floor. Take this 90-second timeout with them. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarylandVillageRealEstate.net.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandVillageHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Bearcats ball out of the timeout. Shot no good. Kylie Coleman gets the offensive rebound. Northwest retains possession. 4 minutes to play here in this first half. Down by five. Meyer top of the key. Head and shoulder fake. Gets McPherson in the air. Drives past her. Alvarado blocking Meyer's shot in the lane. Tanya keeping hold of it. Laying it up this time over Alvarado. And the Bearcats are back within three.
Tanya wasn't going to be denied. That trip down. Missed the first opportunity. Fought hard for the rebound. Got a little bit of a finger roll off that to end the lane to get it to fall.
Left elbow. It's Imhoff. Now goes over to Alvarado. Into the left block. Off the glass. And it's good. 9 first half points for the sophomore from Wichita. The Bearcats back down 5. 3:25 to play in this first half. Kylie Coleman left wing. Goes up top, Dentlinger bounce pass inside for Tanya Meyer. Meyer goes up, right hand, it's good. Tanya starting to heat up. She has 11 points. Going back and forth right now with Pittsburgh State. The Bearcats down 35-32. Burgess right wing up a screen from McPherson. Pass across the lane for Alvarado. Picked off by Meyer. Inside 3 minutes to play. Cats down by three. Quickly up to McAndrews in the left wing. She'll get it back out to Haggard. Right side, Kylie Coleman looking inside. Tanya Meyer, she'll go back up top for McAndrews. They swing it around. Left side, Haggard. High post for Meyer. Gives it right back to Haggard. Jalen into the paint. Off the glass, no good. Rebound is tipped. Alvarado comes down with it. And gives it off to Imhoff. Picks up her dribble right side. And gives off to McPherson between the circles. Guarded by Dittlinger. Gets a quick first step on her. Goes up. And Maria fouls her as she's going up for a layup. So a pair of free throws on the way for McPherson. McPherson so far 2 points tonight. 85% free throw shooter. Averaging about 10 points per ball game. And the first free throw too strong. So it remains just a three-point lead for Pittsburgh State.
One area that Northwest has had a little bit of trouble in this first half has been a problem throughout most of the season's turnovers. And despite the fact Northwest has turned it over 11 times, Cats still in this first half. But the Gorillas have taken advantage of Bearcat turnovers, scoring 15 points off of turnovers. But still a close game in spite of that.
Turnovers have been rough, but the Bearcats shooting 52.2% from the field. Combine that with Pittsburgh State just 2 of 9 from three-point range. The Bearcats hanging in there, down 4 after McPherson hits that second free throw. McAndrews with it, up top for Jalen Haggard. Wants a deep three-pointer, nothing but net. Jalen Haggard knocks down a three-pointer, and Northwest back within 1 point of Pittsburgh State. With inside 2 minutes to play in this first half, Imhoff brings it up high post. Bounce pass inside Maher. Layup off the glass, no good. Rebound for McConkey, and she gets fouled immediately by Megan Maher. 3 team fouls apiece. Check that, just a second on Pittsburgh State. A minute 49 to play in this first half. The Bearcats down by one with possession of the basketball. 11 points so far from Jalen Haggard and Tanya Meyer. Both playing well in this one. McAndrews with it left side into the corner now for McConkey as Pittsburgh State now into a 2-3 zone. Kylie Coleman right side up top between the circles for McConkey. Left side, three-pointer on the way. McAndrews too strong. Rebound tips up. Imhoff pulls it down and controls it for Pittsburgh State. Cross midcourt finds Northcutt cutting in through the paint. Contested layup, though, is no good. Tanya Meyer gets the rebound. Closing in on a minute to play here in this first half from Bearcat Arena. Coleman with it right wing. It's a pass inside for Tanya Meyer. One-on-one with Northcutt inside. Off the glass, no good. Rebound for Burgess of Pittsburgh State. Imhoff controls it for the Gorillas. Left side. Guarded by Haggard. To the right elbow. Now bounce pass left elbow for Northcutt. Northcutt driving in past Tanya Meyer. Her layup way off the mark. Barking at the official looking for a foul there. Pitt State head coach Lane Lord also looking for a foul. Nothing called. 33 seconds left in the first half. Northwest with the basketball. Left side, McAndrews with it. A couple dribbles to her right. Pass to the right side for McConkey. Right back to McAndrews. Nearly picked off by Burgess. McAndrews tracks it down. Gives it off to Coleman. Now Jalen Haggard. 5 on the shot clock. Coleman wants a three-pointer. That one no good. Rebound comes down for Imhoff. Imhoff ahead to Burgess. 9 on the game clock. Ahead, Shelby Lopez all by herself in the paint. Lays it up for Pittsburgh State, 38-35. Closing seconds. The heave at the buzzer, no good for Jalen Haggard. As Pittsburgh State able to take a 38-35 lead into halftime over at Northwest Missouri State. Not a bad half from the Bearcats as they are hanging with the Gorillas. We'll go ahead and take a 90-second timeout before diving into our halftime festivities. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Well, at halftime, Northwest Missouri State hanging around with a very good Pittsburgh State team. 38-35 is the Gorillas' lead. And, John, we talked about it a little earlier, though. 11 first-half turnovers. Northwest still finds themselves just down by three.
Yeah, they are. And really, that's a kind of an amazing stat when you look at the Gorillas scoring 15 points off those turnovers. And for Pittsburgh State, on the other hand, they haven't turned it over all that much. Just 5 turnovers to Northwest, not to score a point off turnovers, but I think for Northwest making up for that, shooting 4 of 9 from 3-point range and 48% overall, while the Gorilla team, though, shooting over 54% in the first half as well, but struggling from 3-point range. And one area the Cats also have done a good job. I guess a good inside team is out-rebounding Pitt here at the half, 18-11.
Last time these two teams played, Pitt out-rebounded Northwest 53-30. So holding their own so far today. If that keeps up, the Bearcats could hang around in this one. After the women's matchup, the Bearcat men will be meeting up with the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. We'll take a timeout here from Bearcat Arena. When we come back, we'll have the associate head coach for the Northwest men's team, Austin Meyer, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
All right.
At halftime, the Northwest Missouri State women trailing Pittsburgh State by 3, 38-35. After this one, men's basketball game coming up as the Bearcats 21-2 overall, looking for the season sweep of Pittsburgh State. Now joined by associate head coach for the Bearcats in Austin Meyer. And Austin, always good to be back home. And talking before we went on, you don't know which Pittsburgh State team you're going to get, because when they're on, they're very good, but they've lost a few head scratchers too.
Yeah, they definitely have. They've kind of been an up and down team, and a lot of new guys, new faces, new coach. You know, those things happen. But you know, they're going to be good tonight. You know, that's the one thing about the success that we've had and our rankings and having won conference championships, that you're usually going to get a team that's ready to go, and they're a very talented basketball team. They're going to play kind of a little bit different style. You know, Coach McCollum talked about kind of the NBA style. Where we want to try to rev up the intensity and play at our tempo and get after it and kind of get them rushed offensively. You know, they shoot the ball extremely well. They can score it in the post, but we want to make things tough and make it a little more rushed than they're used to.
So what's Justin Pitt's status for the evening? A little banged up, didn't play too much the other night, just 16 minutes against Washburn. How's he feeling? How do you work him in this evening and Saturday?
He's getting a lot better. He says he feels good, but he always says he feels good. That's kind of the problem sometimes, is he's a guy that wants to be out there, and he's tough. He's not going to play tonight just because it's one of those things that we don't want it to keep lingering, and we need him to be off of it for a little while where he's healthy enough and can practice before a game. So he didn't practice yesterday, and we'll go in here tonight without him, and then hopefully, you know, take it day by day, hopefully get him back out possibly to practice tomorrow and have him for Saturday. But obviously, you know, we've talked about these games are extremely important for regional rankings, conference, you know, everything. But in the back of our minds, we know we want a healthy Justin at the end of the season as we go into March. So it's a tough call, because we need him now, we want him now, but we have enough guys on this team, and we saw what we did, especially late in the second half when he was out against Washburn defensively, that if we come out and play Bearcat defense and play our game, you know, we're still a really, really good basketball team.
It's funny you mention that defense, because it's been pretty good lately, if you haven't noticed. But 55.9 points per game have been allowed since the last time you played Pittsburgh State on. I mean, it's putting up some ridiculous numbers. And this is by far on pace to be the best Ben McCollum coach defense, which every one of them are low 60s. This one dips into the 50s. Is there something different about this particular group, or are things just kind of stars aligning right now?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of it is, and we've had length in the past, but across the board, just how much length we have out there with Chris, Dave, and, you know, when Justin's out, you know, we talk about Justin's one of our better defenders as well, especially in a help side setting or just using his basketball savvy and IQ to make plays on the backside of defense, and he does a good job guarding the ball, getting steals and all that other stuff. But when he's out, you know, with Xavier, Chris, and then you look at Welty, Hawkins, Brett moves his feet as good as anybody, so when we switch ball screens, you know, a lot of teams will think when they get a five switched onto a point guard, it's a mismatch. But with Brett, it's really not, because he moves his feet so well and contesting shots. You know, Welty's done a great job. We put him on shooters now where he's trailing screens, and, you know, even if a guy gets a step or two on him and he's a little bit late, you know, that wingspan and being able to throw those hands high, it makes a difference. And so I think the length is a big thing, and we've continued to get better. You know, we talked about when we played Washburn in Kansas City the first time, we didn't feel like we were very good defensively. We went back, watched some things on film, and we've just gotten better and better, and hopefully we continue to improve.
I think most people in the MIAA going into last weekend would have said the best big man on the floor will be Brady Skeens. It was Brett Doherty by far. I mean, how far has he grown? I mean, honestly, in the last few months?
Oh, yeah. He's a guy that keeps getting better and better, and he's been awesome for us. You know, he's one of the most underrated big men probably in the country, and he did a great job on Brady. And, you know, part of it was, too, we did a good job from guards digging in on him. And everything we do is team defense. But, you know, he still got a battle in there and not let him catch it easy and block him out. And, you know, he was pretty much, when Brady was in there, he was in there. And you know, Brett's not going to get tired. That's the other thing. He's about as tough as they come. He's in a great shape, and he's a competitor. And so you never really worry about him getting fatigued and that bothering him.
Austin, appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
It's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Men's Basketball Associate Head Coach. The Bearcats taking on the Gorillas at the conclusion of this women's basketball game. Let's go ahead and take a look at some women's scores from around the MIAA. Northwest currently trailing Pittsburgh State 38-35 here at halftime. In Bolivar, Missouri, it is Southwest Baptist leading Emporia State at halftime 39-31. Central Oklahoma trails Nebraska Kearney in Kearney 29-26 at halftime. In Hayes, Kansas, it is the Tigers leading Northeastern State 43-23 that game at halftime in Hayes. And also a couple more games going on this evening, Central Missouri at Lincoln and Missouri Southern at Missouri Western. Around the MIAA, brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. 38-35, Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State by just 3 at halftime. We'll take a break. Be back with your halftime stats. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
At halftime, Bearcats trail the Gorillas 38-35. Taking a look at your halftime stats. Northwest being led by Tanya Meyer and Jalen Haggard, both with 11 points apiece. Tanya also pulling in 5 rebounds in that first half. 1 of 1 from 3-point range. And Jalen has pulled in a rebound. Also 4 of 6 from the field. Couple 3-point makes. Bearcats being following that up with Keilani Mayava and Mallory McConkey with 4 apiece. And Macy Williams with 2 points. The Bearcats shooting 48% from the field in the ballgame. For Pittsburgh State, being led by Athena Alvarado off the bench, she has 9 points, also 7 points apiece. Michaela Burgess and Paige Imhoff, 6 points apiece. Shelby Lopez and Madison Northcutt, and 3 points coming from Brinley McPherson. In that first half, Pittsburgh State shot 55% from the field. Bearcats turned it over 11 times, just 5 for the Gorillas. As we are closing in on the start of the second half, we'll take a quick break and be back with the third quarter of action here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at rapidelitemaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
And we are getting set for the third quarter of action here from Bearcat Arena. Along with John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton, Kyrese Devine, our studio engineer. On the floor to start off, Pittsburgh State will have Imhoff, Burgess, McPherson, Northcutt, and Lopez on the floor. For the Bearcats, it is Mayava, Haggard, Meyer, Coleman, and McAndrews. And Northwest will start with the ball going right to left in this third quarter, trailing Pittsburgh State by just 3 points.
They can cut down on turnovers here in the second half, continue to do the job they've done on the boards, and then hit some timely shots that could stay in this one all the way through.
Entry pass into Tanya Meyer, bounce back out for McAndrews. To Coleman. Coleman trying to fire pass inside for Tanya Meyer. That one comes in hot and high, and goes off of Meyer's fingertips out of bounds. Well, there's those turnovers you talked about, John.
They just have to cut down on those. Again, that's been an issue all season long. They've gotten a little bit better as the season moved into the final month of the year. But so far tonight, they're staying in this game despite 12 turnovers.
Running the weave out top, McPherson starts to drive in. Kick out now for Imhoff, guarded by Haggard. Down to the right block, turns in the paint. Little floater, no good. Offensive rebound, Madison Northcutt. Out to McPherson. Now Imhoff. After that fresh 30 put back on the shot clock, it is a reach-in foul called on Jalen Haggard. Second personal foul on Jalen Haggard. Macy Williams quickly checks into the ball game. Macy got some good minutes there in the first half. Only played four, but was good when she was out there. Also had a nice little reverse layup. In-tree pass. Inbounds pass four. Pittsburgh State comes into Lopez. She knocks down the three-pointer. It is 41-35. Pittsburgh State back up by six. Williams up the floor. Hands it off for Kylie Coleman. Coleman looks inside Mayava. Now right side for McAndrews. McAndrews picks up her dribble. Top of the key. Kehlani Mayava floats a pass into the corner for McAndrews. And bounce pass inside Tanya Meyer. Meyer squares up into the left corner for Mayava. Working on Northcutt. Into the paint. Goes up. Shot partially blocked by McPherson. They're going to get her for a foul. So that will give Kehlani Mayava a pair of free throws. And head coach Lane Lord for Pitt State asking about that one as McPherson reached in from behind and knocked that one away, and they got her for the foul.
Mayava's found a way to get to the free throw line, and that's one in the line more than any of her teammates.
First free throw on the way from Kehlani, and she is now 5-for-5 from the charity stripe. Hasn't taken a field goal yet in this game, but 5, now 6 free throws on the way, and the 6th one no good. 5 and 6 from the line. Rebound for Pittsburgh State. Imhoff quickly up the floor. Lopez into the left corner. 3-pointer no good. Long rebound for Macy Williams, pushing it back, and it was 4-on-1 in favor of Pitt State, so she'll slow it up. As Kylie Coleman gets it right wing, now Macy takes it back. Pass inside. Tanya Meyer back out to Williams. Screen to her right from Tanya. They go right back to Meyer. Now Macy will dribble over left side. Around through Kylie Coleman. Meyer now trying to work her way into the paint. Kick out. Kylie Coleman driving in. Puts up a floater well short. A lot of contact. No foul. Calling the ball. Goes out of bounds off of Pittsburgh State. Coleman thought she was going to get some free throws there. No whistle, but Bearcats fortunate to have that one go off of Pittsburgh State. As not sure if they're discussing something down there or if the floor's wet or what they're doing. Not sure. Northcutt chatting with the officials. Now looks like they're ready to go.
I don't know if she had an equipment malfunction or what.
Macy Williams inbounding baseline right. Gets it into Kehlani Mayava, guarded by Northcutt. Working on her. Spins right. Goes up off the glass. No good. And the rebound goes to Paige Imhoff. Imhoff across midcourt. Pulls up at the three-point line. Now McPherson takes it. Top of the key. Trying to drive on Tanya Meyer. Drives in. Kick out. Imhoff into the paint. Swings a pass over to Northcutt. Goes up off the glass. The rim no good. Kehlani Mayava right there playing tight defense. And the rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. 7:35 to go in the third quarter. The Bearcats down by 5. Williams with it. Right wing. Free throw line. McAndrews inside now. Kehlani Mayava goes up with her right hand off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes up. Behind her back, no good on the second shot either. And Pittsburgh State comes down with a defensive rebound. In transition, McPherson thinks about a three-pointer into the paint. Shot blocked away out of bounds. Tawny Meyer credit with that block, her 8th of the season. As Mayava checks out, Dentlinger comes in.
Both teams struggling a bit offensively in this third quarter.
41-36, the Pittsburgh State lead. Imhoff. Inbounds. Top of key for McPherson. She dribbles left and a whistle away from the basketball. Oh, was that it? They get a 3-second there.
Yeah, I think so. You don't see that call very often anymore, but that time, looked like could have had a couple players that might have been whistled for that.
3-second violation gives it back to the Bearcats. 6 turnovers tonight for Pittsburgh State. That's Macy Williams up top. Tanya Meyer, her second three of the night is good. Tanya, 2 of 2 from three-point range. She has 14 points. The Bearcats are within 2. Imhoff into the paint. Picks up her dribble. Kick out for Lopez off the back of the rim. The rebound comes down to Dentlinger. Macy Williams across midcourt. Now left side, Dentlinger into the corner. Kylie Coleman. They swing it right side, Macy Williams. Macy off the screen from Tanya Meyer. Up top, Kylie Coleman. Goes right side, Dentlinger back to Macy Williams. Tanya Meyer cutting through the lane. Nice pass from Williams. Shot blocked out of bounds by Paige Imhoff. With 7 seconds left on the shot clock, the Bearcats will keep possession.
Bearcats doing a good job running their offense, moving without the ball on this possession. Unfortunately, the shot blocked, but again, Northwest with a chance to do something here quick.
Pass comes into Tanya Meyer, knocked out of her hands. Dentlinger scoops it up, stolen from her as well. And Pittsburgh State gets it back. I'm off. Left side for McPherson. Looks inside for Alvarado. Up top, Michaela Burgess. Guarded by McAndrews. 15 on the shot clock for Pittsburgh State. Burgess, step back, three-pointer good. 22nd in the all-time career three-point list for Division II. Knocks down another one right there. She has 10 tonight. 10 points, not 10 three-pointers, I should say.
It would have been nice if it was 10 three-pointers.
maybe for her, that'd be pretty impressive.
But yeah.
44-39 is the Pittsburgh State lead. In the right block, it is Tanya Meyer fading away. Floats a shot up and in, and Bearcats are hanging around. Down 44-41, 5:15 to play in the third quarter. Imhoff dribbling on the left sideline, gets it to Alvarado up top. Squares up to the basket, guarded by Dentlinger, starts to dribble in on her. Now back out near midcourt for Burgess. 9 on the shot clock. Screen to Araya. Pulls up, 15-foot jumper off the back of the iron, no good. Alvarado, offensive rebound. Gets some contact, no foul called. Her shot is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Macy Williams. Williams across midcourt, trying to force a pass to McConkey. Knocked out of bounds. The Bearcats will keep the basketball, but after a break in the action. Media timeout on the floor, 4:45 to play in this third quarter. Bearcats down by 3. Take a 90-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Bearcat basketball out of the timeout. Jalen Haggard driving floater off the glass. No good. Rebound Pittsburgh State. Burgess walks across the timeline. Gorillas up by 3, 44-41. Alvarado setting a screen for Burgess. Moving just a little bit, and they get her for the personal foul. Pittsburgh State keeping the Bearcats in, and just as much as the Bearcats keep turning the ball over and giving the Gorillas a chance. Northwest giving away 13 times tonight, 7 for Pittsburgh.
Cats need to take advantage of some of the opportunities they've been giving them.
Kylie Coleman pull up, mid-range jumper, blocked away by Alvarado. And McPherson comes up with it for the Gorillas. Now Burgess top of the key, guarded by Coleman. Off to McPherson, pulls up. At the right elbow, left elbow, Alvarado finds McPherson inside, posting up, shot blocked by McConkey. They're going to get her for a foul. Second personal on McConkey, and that will send McPherson to the free throw line. So far tonight, she is 1-for-2.
Girls haven't been there all that often. This is just the fifth free throw attempt of the night for them.
And McPherson knocks down the first one. She has 4 points. And is back to a four-point pit lead. Three-point 3:54 remaining in the third quarter. Bearcats down by four. Trying to snap a three-game losing skid. And McPherson knocks them both down. As Tony Meyer got a brief break with Dittlinger in there. Checks back into the ballgame. Bearcats being led by Tanya with 16 points. 11 first half points from Jalen Haggard. Hasn't got a bucket yet in this third quarter. Pitt back into his zone here. As Tanya got the ball in the left block. Tried to fire a pass into the right corner for McConkey. And that one went a couple feet too high. And another Bearcat turnover.
Yeah, they can't afford to make too many turnovers. Again, still on this one, just down by five with just about 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Be nice to see Northwest corner a little bit of a run to end this quarter.
Paige Imhoff all the way into the paint, lays it up to make it a 48-41 Pittsburgh lead. Coleman with it left side for the Bearcats. Now McConkey right, over to Haggard. Back between the circles for Kylie Coleman. 15 on the shot clock. Short corner is Keilani Mayava. Gets into the right block, off the glass, and she lays it in. Mayava, 7 points now. Five of those coming at the free throw line. The Bearcats trail 48-43. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. And McPherson with it for Pittsburgh State. Dribbling into the left block. Picks it up. Keilani Mayava right there. Kick out now for Paige Imhoff. A Smithville native into the paint. Kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. McPherson, that one doesn't catch anything. Nearly saved in bounds by Maher, but it is a turnover on Pittsburgh State. As McConkey out of the ballgame for McAndrews. 2:35 to play in the third quarter. Bearcat ball down just 5, 48-43 to Pittsburgh State. And Mayava with it. Goes left side. Kylie Coleman, Pittsburgh State, back into a man-to-man defense. Meyer working a one-on-one. McPherson throws up a shot in the post. Well off the mark. And the rebound for Pitt. I'm off across midcourt. Dribbles into the right elbow. Now back out to the three-point line. Left side. Picks it up. Gives it off to Alvarado. She'll take that mid-range jump shot and knocks it down. Back to a 7-point game in favor of the Gorillas. Bearcats looking for a spark on the offensive end as Haggard's pass inside is kicked.
Northwest with just 8 points here in the third quarter. Now, the Gorillas also struggled a bit with just 12. We look at the first two quarters. Northwest ended up scoring 19 at the end of the first quarter and added 16 more in the second quarter. So, again, both teams a little bit slow out of the gate here in the second half.
Tanya Meyer left open, left wing for the three. That one catches nothing but the backboard and comes down for Pittsburgh State. It's been close all game, but so much scoring in that first half. Both teams a little bit quiet in this second half. But McPherson there quickly down the floor. A layup for Pittsburgh State. And Lane Lord grabs a timeout for his club. 52-43 is the Pittsburgh State lead. 1:34 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799. Or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at mozingolake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Catch trailing by 9. Jalen Hager with it right wing. Puts up a three-pointer over Imhoff off the rim. No good. Rebound bouncing around. Maher on the floor with it. A couple of Pittsburgh State players as well as Tanya Meyer. Jump ball, possession arrow pointing to Pittsburgh State. 1:18 to play in this third quarter. Pittsburgh State's opened up a 9-point lead.
Mentioned a little bit earlier, it'd be nice to see Northwest try to mount a little bit of a run here at the end of the quarter. Instead, it's been Pittsburgh State that's doing it and opening things up a little bit on an 8-2 run right at the moment.
I'm off up the floor for Pittsburgh State. Right side now for Flott. Trying to drive on Dentley or kick out for Imhoff. 15 on the shot clock. Into the free throw line. Backing her way all the way in on Jalen Hager's shot. Off the glass, no good. McPherson with the rebound. Kick out Maher for three. No good. Long rebound. And we'll go out of bounds off Pittsburgh State. 52 seconds left to go in the third quarter. A 52-43 lead for Pittsburgh. Haggard across midcourt. 11 first half points been held scoreless here in this third quarter. McAnders now left corner back up to Dillinger. They're swinging around right side for Haggard. Between the circles, McAnders. Left side Coleman up top. Now Jalen Haggard trying to get in the act. Has to kick it out for McAnders. 5 on the shot clock. Meyer into the right block, off balance, puts up a floater, somehow gets that one to fall through. And she has 18 points. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Pittsburgh State going to hold for one more shot. Lopez trying to drive on McAndrews. Kick out for McPherson, wide open three-pointer, well short. Dittlinger pulls down the rebound, 2 on the game clock. And the Bearcats are just going to let this one run out. 52-45 is our lead at the end of the third quarter. Bearcats still hanging around, but going to need one late push to pull this one out. We'll take a timeout and be back with the fourth quarter of action here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Tanya Meyer out of the timeout, goes up off the glass and lays it in, but she is called for an offensive foul, and the charge gives the ball right back to Pittsburgh State. And if anything, it was just an aggressive pivot. I didn't see anything malicious there that would warrant the foul, but points taken off the board there for the Bearcats. They trail by 7, 52-45, 9:37 to play in the ballgame. McPherson for Pittsburgh State down to the baseline. She'll kick this one out for Burgess. Burgess into the paint, guarded by McAndrews. She's fouled and goes to the floor. So the Bearcats get points taken off the board and free throws taken away on one end, and free throws coming up for Pittsburgh State on the other. Burgess, a 71% free throw shooter, averages 16 points per game. Her first free throw was off the front of the rim. Not her best contest so far. She has 10 points, a couple steals, a couple assists, a rebound, but three turnovers as well, and is now one of two at the free throw line.
One thing about it, though, she's a clutch player for Pittsburgh State when the game's been on the line throughout her career. She's been there.
And she's taking some contested shots. She's knocked down tonight as well. 53-45 is this Pittsburgh lead. At the free throw line, Kylie Coleman. Bounce pass into Mayava. Working on Northcutt. Off the glass, and it's good. Mayava's up to 9 points tonight. She brings the Bearcats within six. I'm off the other way, all the way into the right block, looking for a kick out. She gets it for McPherson, guarded by Tanya Meyer. McPherson out near midcourt for Burgess, guarded by McAndrews. Mally taking a step out beyond that three-point line for her. Now pass across court left side. Shelby Lopez starts to drive, gives it off to Northcutt, goes in over Kylie Coleman. With 3 seconds on the shot clock, she lays it in. Back to an eight-point deficit. As Haggard across midcourt slows up, waits for the play to set up. Now Kylie Coleman left wing. Screen to her right from Tanya Meyer. Into the right corner for Kehlani Mayava. Puts up the mid-range jump shot off the back of the rim. Offensive board, though, for Tanya. Backs her way in. Tries to go up with the scoop shot. She gets fouled, and a couple free throws coming for Tanya. So far tonight, Tanya Meyer, 8 of 16, shooting for 18 points, 7 rebounds. Also 1 block and 1 steal.
Pretty solid performance.
And she makes her first free throw. Tanya, an 86% free throw shooter on the year. Native of Sioux City, Iowa. Knocks down both free throws. 55-49. Northwest trailing by 6. Need a few stops right here. Michaela Burgess brings it up the floor. Hands it off for Shelby Lopez. Run a little weave action. As Burgess now looking to turn the corner all the way into the left block. She comes up yelling, grabs the back of her leg, slaps the floor, and heads to the other end. As she's in a lot of pain, heading off the floor now. As she passed that one off and hit the deck, Madison Northcutt able to make a layup. She has 10 points in the ballgame now. And Lane Lord meets Burgess off as she's coming off the floor. She walks off on her own power, but in a lot of pain there, sitting on the end of the bench.
Just kind of doubled over. You know, that's something that's got to worry Coach Lord this spring, take such a vital cog out of his lineup at this point.
On the other end, Jalen Haggard all the way in, right block, layup is blocked out of bounds by Paige Imhoff. Burgess on the bench right now, grabbing at her right foot. So hopefully that's nothing serious. This is a team with a lot of postseason aspirations. And they're 19-5 on the season. Haggard with it in front of the Northwest bench. Up for Coleman, right side now, McAndrews. McAndrews bounce pass inside Tanya Meyer. That one came in low, goes out of bounds off the Bearcats, and it will turn it over to the Gorillas. 16 turnovers on the Bearcats. 7:28 to play in this one. Northwest down by 8. Imhoff, top of the key. Guarded by Jalen Haggard, now dribbling to her right. Gets into the right block for McPherson. McPherson working on Meyer. Goes up, just gets that one to go over the rim. She has 9 points, a 10-point lead for Pittsburgh State. This has been the largest lead of the night for the Gorillas. Northwest has hung around all evening, not able to close out just yet. As Meyer works her way into the left block, goes up, off the back of the glass and in. 22 points for Tanya, an 8-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Imhoff controlling it for Pittsburgh State, out between the circles. Taking some time off that clock, and her pass picked off now. Kylie Coleman in transition. Coleman on the fast break. Layup is good. Coleman giving the Bearcats some energy. Northwest back within six. 59-53. 6:24 to play. Plenty of time for the Bearcats. Imhoff on the other end. Pass across the lane. Northcutt lays it in, and quickly a timeout for Lane Lord of Pittsburgh State. 61-53 now is the Gorilla lead. We'll go ahead and step aside for this 90-second timeout along with teams and be back with more action from Bearcat Arena here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
6:18 left to go from Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing Pittsburgh State 61-53. Right wing, Jalen Haggard up top for Maria Dittlinger. Bearcats looking to claw their way back in these final minutes. Deep three-pointer, Tanya Meyer. She's got it. Tanya, 3 of 4 from three-point range tonight. Northwest is within 5. I'm off. Backdoor cut for Lopez. No good. Northcutt right there with the answer. A couple trips, the Bearcats have had some big possessions, and Northcutt is right there to end any momentum.
Yeah, Cats just need to get back on defense and try to get a stop when they get a few things going offensively. Unfortunately, Pitts is able to come up on the other end and get a bucket.
And they're going to call another offensive foul on Tanya Meyer as she was driving in. Pivot on Imhoff, puts that forearm up, and nothing egregious. But she had the forearm up, and they get her for the offensive foul. Coach Butchia looking for the explanation, saying they're bumping her the whole way. What's she supposed to do?
They also trying to indicate there might have been a flop out there, too, on the defensive side.
Yeah, you're exactly right. 63-56, the Pittsburgh State lead. Maher pass knocked out of bounds by Northwest, so 16 on the shot clock. Gorillas will retain possession. And Imhoff will inbound baseline left. Comes in for Lopez, up top for Northcutt. She'll give it off to Imhoff. 9 seconds to go on this shot clock. Working on Jalen Haggard. And Haggard pokes the ball away from behind. It goes out of bounds. 6 seconds down on the Pittsburgh State shot clock. .505 to play in the ballgame. Imhoff inbounding. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it in for Lopez in the paint. Guarded by McAndrews. An offensive foul coming the other way. Lowered that shoulder just a little bit. And similar to what we saw in the Northwest end,
yeah,
you can get away with just not calling it, but they're calling it on both sides, so that charge will give the Bearcats the ball back down by 7.
And see if Northwest can take advantage of it.
Inside 5 minutes to go. Kylie Coleman between the circles. Right side for Jalen Haggard. Up top, Tanya Meyer open for 3. She's got another. 28 points for Tanya Meyer. Bearcats are down by 4. And a good crowd on hand. Starting to get into this one a little bit. As the pass for Northcutt, she hands it off for Shelby Lopez. And Lopez, a wide open layup. They were so worried about Northcutt having the basketball, they did not help. As Lopez took the handoff and laid it in.
They had an easy layup.
McAndrews up top, left side for Haggard. And into the corner for Dittlinger. Back up top for Jalen Haggard. Right side, Mallory McAndrews. 10 on the shot clock. Left side, Jalen Haggard. Little fake to her left. Took a couple dribbles to her right. Mid-range jumper, no good. And the rebound for McPherson. Inside 4 minutes to go. The Bearcats down by 6. Imhoff dribbles over near the Northwest the Pittsburgh State bench. Now gives it off to Maher on the right wing. As the shot clock gets down to 10, McPherson dribbles into the paint. Pass across the lane for Northcutt. Goes out of bounds off Tanya Meyer. Meyer indicating she thought that one went off Pittsburgh State. But just as she does, Mayava checks in for her, and Meyer heads over to the bench. 3:38 remaining in the game. 6 seconds on the shot clock as Imhoff will inbound baseline right. Guarded by Haggard. Gets it in, top of the key. Northcutt sets up all day to set up for that one. Three-pointer is no good. And the rebound for Kylie Coleman. I mentioned before, Northwest out-rebounded 53-30 in the first matchup so far. Bearcats out-rebounding the Gorillas 30-24 tonight. Haggard in the lane. Gets the ball knocked away from her. Scooped up by Mayava, and she is fouled on the floor by Lopez. Check that to get Northcutt with the foul with 3:19 to go. And Burgess looked like she went down with a scary injury earlier, really in a lot of pain, slapping the floor. She checks back in, so good to see she's feeling all right. As Haggard inbounds for Dentlinger, jump shot on the baseline, well off the mark, scooped up by Mayava, goes right back up with it. She gets a shot knocked out of her hands, and Pittsburgh State gets possession. 65-59, the pit lead, 3 minutes to play. Imhoff, bounce pass for McPherson. Dribbling into the right block, guarded by Mayava. Goes up with her left hand, leaves it short. Mayava had it stolen away by Northcutt. Burgess goes up for a shot, and a foul coming up on Northcutt, fighting for that offensive rebound as she shoved Kylie Coleman to the ground. And Meyer into the ballgame now for Dentlinger with 2:50 to go. Only a handful of possessions left. The Bearcats need to take advantage of them. Trying to claw their way back for their third MIAA victory of the year. Screen from Mayava. Haggard for three. No good. Northcutt pulls down the rebound. And Lane Lord for Pittsburgh State puts up the stop sign saying slow things down. Let's run some clock. Burgess dribbling left, and they'll go into a weave. Now Lopez has it dribbling right. Off to Imhoff. 2:20 to play in the game. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Bounce pass to a backdoor cutting McPherson. Gets it. Goes up, and she gets fouled by Tanya Meyer. So a pair of free throws coming for McPherson.
Pitt State's had some success off that backdoor cut this evening.
And you referenced it earlier, too, but the points in the paint, 44 so far tonight for Pittsburgh State.
That's a ton.
First free throw from McPherson is good. 7-point game now in favor of Pittsburgh with one more free throw left. 2:13 left in the game. And she gets them both. Haggard across the timeline for the Bearcats, down 67-59. 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Bounce pass for Kylie Coleman, kicked away by Paige Imhoff. So the Bearcats will inbound it on the sideline with 21 seconds on the shot clock. Coleman inbounding for the Bearcats, gets it in near midcourt for Haggard. And Coleman running the baseline, coming off some screens, as is McAndrews the other way. Get it, McAndrews, right wing, shot no good. And the rebound comes down for Imhoff. And the Gorillas get it across midcourt and slow things down. 1:45 to play in the game. Imhoff dribbling right. She gets bumped and fouled by Haggard. That is team foul number 5, so that will send Paige Imhoff to the free throw line. .141 to go in the ballgame. First free throw from Imhoff around the cylinder and out. still remains an 8-point lead in favor of Pittsburgh State. Pretty even scoring for Pittsburgh State across the board as she knocks down the second free throw. We got 14 from Northcutt, and then they have 11 from four different players, then 10 from Imhoff. Not too shabby. A mid-range jumper there from Haggard is no good. Northcutt pulls down the rebound, and cross mid-court goes Burgess, and they'll slow things down one more time.
Northwest really not running their offense well the last several possessions. They're just coming down, and whereas the ball seems to be taking that shot out on the perimeter instead of trying to find a cutter or getting a lot of movement away from the ball.
A hand check foul there called on Kylie Coleman as Bearcats trying to extend this game out a little bit more. 1:22 to play. 68-59 is the Pittsburgh State lead. Burgess, free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Pittsburgh State, eighth in the regional rankings. If the season ended today, they would be in the NCAA tournament. Bearcats hanging with them tonight. But after both free throws, it's a 69-59 lead for the Gorillas. Meyer, deep three-pointer, knocks it down. And a quick timeout coming up for the Bearcats. And we have a 30-second timeout on the floor, so we'll go ahead and we'll take this timeout with them. Bearcats trying to claw their way back. 69-62, the Pittsburgh State lead. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
One's in the play. 69-62 is the Pittsburgh State lead. Three-pointer from Meyer gives her 31 in the game. And it gives the Bearcats a chance. Back down by seven. Inbounds entry pass comes in for Imhoff. She gets fouled right away, so she will go to the free throw line one more time.
Cats trying to either get a steal off the inbound or a quick foul. They couldn't get the steal, so they got the quick foul, and now have to depend on the Gorillas to miss a few at the free throw line.
I'm off one of two last time down the floor. Hits the front end this time. She has 11 points. 64% free throw shooter. Six players in have scored tonight for Pittsburgh State. All six in double figures as I'm off knocks them both down. Haggard brings it up the floor to Mayava. Now Tanya Meyer. Meyer dribbling to her right. Picks up her dribble. Gives it off to McAndrews. Haggard on the right wing. Bearcats looking for a three-pointer. Coleman now will drive. Mayava out to McAndrews. A lot of ball movement. Can't find an opening. It is right wing now. Kylie Coleman. Coleman into the paint. Throws up a floater around the rim, and it's good. But they're going to get the foul on the floor. And that's a tough one, too, because it wasn't a pretty shot. She was doing anything she could to get the ball up and kind of heaved that one up as she got the contact made. Haggard into Meyer, right back to Haggard. Now Coleman, top of the key, guarded by Burgess. All the way in, left-hand layup's no good. The rebound goes out of bounds off Northwest.
That's really handed to Pittsburgh State defensively that trip down. They just made it very tough for Northwest to find an open player to get a good look at the basket, especially out on the perimeter.
37.7 seconds to go. Pittsburgh State calls a timeout with a 9-point lead. Take this 30-second timeout with them. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
37.7 seconds left to go. McPherson inbounding on the sideline, gets it into Shelby Lopez, fouled right away by Mallory McAndrews.
Well, That stops the clock now with 36.8 seconds left. Again, if they can't get that inbound steal, committing a quick foul to try to stop the clock and hope that the Gorillas miss it along.
First free throw from Lopez is good.
Unfortunately, the Gorillas kind of putting a kibosh to that theory there by hitting some free throws down the stretch.
Lopez gets them both. And Buck Shield will get a timeout now for Northwest Missouri State. 30-second timeout with 36.8 seconds left to go. Pittsburgh State up 73-62 on Northwest. Well, we have a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. ...73-62, the Pittsburgh State lead. 18 turnovers tonight for the Bearcats. They spread them all across the board. Everybody that's played in the ball game has turned the ball over. And for as well they played at times, something that's kind of plagued them all year long, we see it again tonight.
Yeah, that's the distance. They just have to take care of the basketball much better. And some of the unforced turnovers that really can be frustrating at times. We've had a few of those that stop momentum. And they take better care of the basketball, better things can happen.
Coleman inbounding in front of the northwest sideline. Gets it into Haggard near midcourt. Left side, Meyer puts up a three-pointer. That one comes up well short. Northcutt with the rebound. And the Bearcats just going to fall back and let the clock run out now, trailing by 11. Put up a heck of a fight. Shot the ball well throughout the ball game. That trickled off a little bit here in this second half. But really, whenever you come out, you end up out-rebounding a very good Pittsburgh State team, which you couldn't do the first time around, and you hung with them. That says a lot about how far they've come.
Yeah, it certainly has. They are playing much more improved than what they were early in the season, just unable to get the W's to finish off some of these games.
Bearcats fall 73-62. Northwest falls to 3-21 on the year. 2-14 in the MIAA. Pittsburgh State now 20-5 overall. And 13-3 in the MIAA. We're going to take a timeout and be back with your postgame from Bearcat Arena right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestine Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestine served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, taking a look at the finals from this one as Northwest falls 73-62. Bearcats led by Tanya Meyer, 31 points on 12 of 21 shooting. Also 5 of 7 from 3-point range, knocked down a pair of free throws. Also pulled down 7 rebounds in the basketball game for the Bearcats. Jalen Haggard, 11 points. All 11 coming in that first half. Couldn't get anything going in that second half. Good defense for Pittsburgh State. Has to be credited there. Also 9 points from Kehlani Maiava. 5 points from Kylie Coleman. 4 points from Mallory McConkie off the bench. And 2 from Macy Williams. Northwest shot 41% in the game and 44% from 3-point range. They also out-rebounded Pittsburgh State 33-30, but 18 turnovers kind of killed Northwest and some of those opportunities to come back in this basketball game. On the other side for Pittsburgh State, 6 players scored and all 6 made double figures, led by Madison Northcutt with 14 points, 13 points from Lopez, 12 apiece from Imhoff and Burgess, and 11 apiece from McPherson and Alvarado. Pittsburgh State shot 50% from the field, only 23% from 3-point range, and hit 13 of 18 free throws. They ended up turning the ball over 9 times this evening and got 7 steals on the team from Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcats fall in this one 73-62. We'll take a timeout and be back with your extra effort award here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, the Bearcats fall tonight, but they battle against a really good Pittsburgh State team that is trending toward the NCAA tournament. Time for our extra effort award. And, John, you got to look at a senior that really stepped up and kept her team in it.
That's Tanya Myers. Ended up with 31 points, pulled down 7 rebounds, was 5 of 7 on 3-point opportunities, had a block, a steal, and an assist. Unfortunately, did have 6 turnovers in the game tonight, but 31 points helped keep the Bearcats in this one, although they came up just a bit short.
Cats fall 73-62. Their record now 3-21 overall, 2-14 in the MIAA. Coming up next, the top team in the Central Region, that is Northwest Missouri State, set to do battle with Pittsburgh State and try to sweep the Gorillas in their season series. We will take a timeout and get you started with the pregame for the men's game right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.